This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My voice is getting better, though. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Jay Kirshner. I have concocted my, let's see, this is lemon juice and honey and apple cider vinegar. So my voice sounds, I get rid of the hoarseness and get rid of this whole business. It will probably continue for the rest of the haying season, which it goes on until we have a bad frost, sometimes even snow, get rid of all of this stuff. Because now what's happening is the things that are really problematic, and sometimes they're not in the hayfield, but they're around the hayfield, like that, these weeds, these jungle weeds that are all over the place. They're different colors, pink ones, purple ones, yellow ones. Hey. Okay, so take it
easy. And some people are actually swapping those for grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck to them. Okay, this is something I find intriguing. A lady who lost her father's ashes, but then a stranger digs through her trash and finds them. The story of Emily Dickinson, who lost a ring containing a jewel made of her father's ashes, and she's out performing with her school choir. The organizers decide to take some singers and band members to the beach, so she goes with the rest of them to the beach at Corpus Christi, and by the time she's done, she's wearing 4 different rings, and one of them is the cremation ring.
Mm-hmm.
One of the rings comes from her boyfriend, a couple of them are family members. So she didn't want to lose them in the water. She hid them in a safe place. Except it wasn't a safe place. She apparently just forgot about them when she left.
Well, yeah,
put them in a subway box.
Exactly. Yeah. She had just eaten it, thinking, okay, well, nobody will steal these. Nobody will think to go through this box in case there's anybody around. And out of sight, out of mind, it was time to leave, and she completely forgot about it. And it was thrown into the dumpster.
Well, somebody cleaning up the beach, that's a neat thing to do, right? Clean up the beach, pick up the subway box, throw it in the dumpster. And then somebody who doesn't really even know her finds it. Here's the story. She wears, by the way, this ring all the time because her father died when she was a teenager, and still is, actually.
When she was 7. Yeah, yeah. He died 10 years prior.
She was 17 years, 10 years. Yeah, right. Yep. All right, so anyway, there was somebody in the parks department listened to the voicemail. She called to say, oh, I lost my stuff and it's on the beach. And so somebody went into the dumpster and found the subway box and got the rings back.
Yeah,
how about that?
4 hours searching through the trash to find these rings.
Yeah.
Humanity at its finest. That is wonderful story.
Exactly. And sometimes we have all this horrible crap all that we talk about, but this is something you hear the goodness of people blows you away. It's good stuff. Thank you. That'll make it into our Good Day download, right? That story, among many others, makes it into our daily gooddayshow.com download, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts, or at gooddayshow.com. Also, you can hear the whole program all day, every day, through the auspices of gooddayshow.com. So don't miss a minute. I think the most recent one has a discussion of lottery winners because the thing's up to over $1 billion. You know, when's the next drawing? Is it tonight? Is it now? Oh, come on. No, it's tomorrow.
Is it Friday? Friday.
Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah. Tuesday and Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. We also have the story of this shark bite, yet another one in Florida. It almost is becoming, oh, well, it's like getting a dog bite. No thanks. I'll pass on that. All right, let's see here what we have for some charming mother news, or maybe not so charming. Here's a mother of four who has died after falling and hitting her head on a treadmill in the gym.
Huh? Yes.
What? How do you do that?
Definitely a story of warning. She fell off the treadmill and happened to hit her head, and nobody, two bystanders happened to be able to perform CPR, but and she was treated by EMTs, but apparently nobody that was actually working at the gym was super trained, and it's just, regardless of what your job is, your position, get trained in CPR. You never know who it can help. And what if somebody you love happens to be dealing with a medical situation where they need CPR and you don't know how to do it? Learn how to do it.
Do you know how to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just, I have had training in it over the years. I think if I were pressed into service, it would come back to me, but it's been so long since I was trained and I never used it. Have you ever used it?
I've never had to use it, thankfully.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
But it is, you're right.
It's one of those things. Yeah,
it's good
learn
skill.
How to do, know how to do CPR, know how to do the Heimlich maneuver. But and with the Heimlich, learn how to do these on various ages. And even we see this a lot of times where a stranger happens to do CPR on a dog or needs to do the Heimlich maneuver on a dog or something. And Heimlich maneuver, too, for an adult versus a child or even an infant are very different ways of doing the Heimlich maneuver.
Brings me back to memories of the passing of my dearest darling Charlotte when she died in 2015. I was driving across country back to Massachusetts, and I'd gone to do a gig in Florida, and I was in the studio when she died. And when I went back out, I tried to give her CPR, all kinds of things, but it didn't work. But, yeah, I've never used it on a human being, but I did use it on my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just
babies.
Yeah, they sure are. All right, here's another story about a mom, mother of four. I kind of want to dig into the doomsday mother more. The other one, I don't want to go back to that. But here's this woman. Her name is Lori Vallow Daybell. Anyway, she's released a book since her courtroom. Remember, she.
No, it's her booking photo.
I thought she had a book that she was. Yeah, it is a booking photo. But there's a book I thought that was around this. Maybe not. That's not. I'm going down the wrong street. Another person with a book. All right. So let's talk about her and what happened when she was booked, thank you, for killing her children who said, she says they are dead. So where are they? Do we know? Anybody know where they are? She was sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole for killing her two children and conspiring to murder her fifth husband's first wife. So anybody who's been married five times, okay, something immediately comes to mind about how sane or not they are, right? Is that too easy a shot for me to take?
Well, she says they're not dead because their spirits live on, and they are angels. They're with Jesus and angels, and that her child JJ's spirit, after the murder, told her, "You didn't do anything wrong. I love you." Like, visited her, and he was an adult spirit at that point and very tall.
Mm.
That's what she was saying.
I have no problem with beings in spirit. But if you've been married five times, I don't have a problem with that either, but it tells you something about the stability, I think. Am I wrong? Am I too judgmental with that? Anybody gets married to five different guys over the course of their life? Is that healthy? Is it smart? Does it work? Or is that just another sign that this woman is crazy, out of her mind, a lunatic, whatever word you want to use? And does she belong in jail, or does she belong in an asylum? And I don't say getting married five times is a signal that you ought to be in an asylum. although it might be a signal of something else. But the now, when people say she says they're in heaven, and, you know, okay, so I think there's something to afterlife, but I don't think I want to find it out by killing my kids. And so what? This woman should be an institution. That I think, don't you? You
it's
agree?
It's heartbreaking, and she even tried attempted murder on her husband, the husband's first wife.
Yeah, mm. Yeah, there's something really messy about that.
And I believe that she truly believes what she.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she does. Oh, I'm not disputing that at all.
Yeah.
Just saying that it's kind of a. It's kind of a sad reality.
Heartbreaking.
Yep. All right, let's liven things up a little bit here. Let's loosen things up. How about you get a couple of free nights in Las Vegas? This is a daily now festival of celebration on the Good Day program because it has worked so well for hundreds of people who listen to this program who happen each time I mention it to be one of the first 10 callers, 10 operators standing by. They want to take your call, bing, 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 so you don't have to wait. So now is the time to do it, 800-419-DOUG. You can call it now, be one of the first 10. You get those free nights. So if you're looking for a vacation that will delight you and your partner, you've hit the jackpot with this deal. Experience all the things that Las Vegas has to offer. Choose from 15 different resorts on the Strip. Wow, that's cool. 15 different ones. And you get, you might end up staying 4 days. You might end up as part of it. You go for 4 days and you only pay for two. Get a dining voucher. You get a couple of show tickets. That's all part of this thing should you decide you want more than 2 days. 800-419-3684. Why don't you call it right now while you're thinking about it? And first 10 callers, that's it. Nobody's going to quiz you on, an answer to a silly question. You don't have to buy anything. Just call. 800-419-DOUG. That's it. 800-419-3684.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has been on our mind a lot this week, as well she should, because she is a very good performer, a great person, it would seem. So the story about Kelly at the moment on our social media trending celebrity news page here, Jay, focuses on being fat-shamed. So here's this pregnant woman, never mind that it's Kelly Osbourne, but just in general, when you're fat,
what's the matter with people? Well, and she's been fat-shamed in her past anyway, so it's kind of a trigger for her. And she's dealt with a lot of things. And so when she's pregnant, of course you're going to gain weight.
She's a good-looking woman. She's got a couple extra pounds. What the difference?
She basically hid for the entirety of her pregnancy because she was so afraid of people fat-shaming her while pregnant. Can we please normalize not commenting on people's bodies one way or the other?
Mind your own GD business. Stick your nose someplace else other than... I think she looks gorgeous, actually. I like women who have some heft. I think they're much more feminine looking, frankly, than the sticks that Tom Brady dates, for example, or marries.
Well, and the thing is, you can't tell if somebody is healthy just by looking at them. There are people who may seem like they are unhealthy based on their weight, maybe too much, too little, or whatever, and that's not even the case. There are people who look extremely healthy, and they have the highest cholesterol known to man. Yeah. It's one of those health is for the person and their doctor.
Mm-hmm. Good for her for speaking out. Mick Jagger of the Rolling Bones has some things to talk about. And including a show back in 1969. He's been doing a lot of interviews lately. And so we'll talk about his latest one in Rolling Stone magazine after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is every day.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
So, this is really kind of strange, but it puts things into perspective, Jay. Mick Jagger being interviewed, going back to a situation in 1969 at a show when a lot of guns were shot up in the air. People brought them in. They were shooting up at Jefferson Airplane concerts as well as Rolling Stones concerts and other concerts. And Mick Jagger said he was scared blankless. Mm-hmm. You can fill in the blank, begins with an S and ends with a T. So, and imagine now, what's fast forward to today, and all the stuff being thrown at performers, and their reaction to stuff on stage, right? This is going on. It's a tough time to be, even though they're making a lot of money, the audience has become hostile.
It's very vulnerable being up there.
Yeah. But this, back to the 69 thing, there were a lot of Hell's Angels around, people with knives and guns, and so you take your life in your hands, it would seem. Things calm down after that. But I can imagine if I were on stage and somebody said, I had somebody threaten to kill me once on the air, and I, listen, it took me back a little bit. You wonder, are they just talking, or do they really mean it? And you don't really know. So I understand what Mick is talking about. Something to consider, isn't it, huh? Thinking about people 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump makes his court appearance today at 4 p.m. Eastern. President Biden's Department of Justice, after 2.5 years, is pushing for more charges against the former president. The Secret Service released a statement saying it's working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security for Trump while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. The former president was indicted Tuesday for January 6. The Internal Revenue Service promises paperless processing for taxes by 2025. It plans to have taxpayers digitally submit all correspondence by the next tax filing season in 2024, according to the Treasury Department. The IRS will also digitize the estimated billions of historical documents in its catalog for the next 2 years, which will cost about $40 million per year to store. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A good day, Gary.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
Now 34 after the hour, summertime, the 3rd of August, the, what they call it, the summer doldrums, the lazy, hazy, crazy, hot days of summertime. It's hot in the south and midwest for sure today. The east coast or the northeast is nice and cool. The southwest is hot and wet. The southeast is just hot. So, but remember, it's summertime. What do you want to have happen in the summer? And in the middle of the winter, you'll say, oh, my God, I wish it would warm up. It's so damn cold. You can't have it both wet.
Unless you are like me and you thrive in the winter.
Yeah, I know. You like that. I don't. Get me on an airplane and bring me someplace where it's warm.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You and the majority, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
What do they call you, snowbirds?
Yes, they call us snowbirds. The state of things, speaking of summertime, the outdoor cooking, right, barbecues, hot dogs, hamburgers, that sort of thing, people having ice cream, it's very cool. Unless you're in New York City, the mayor of New York has denigrated real beef, has denigrated real milk, and doesn't seem to know too much about hens or cows. Kind of reminds me of the former president of the United States, who is a New Yorker as well, and all he does is eat hamburgers. He doesn't know anything about the farm. So the mayor of New York seems to be going in that same direction. He doesn't know anything about anything. I'm not a fan of this guy. I'm not a fan of Lasko. Since Bloomberg has been mayor, they've had a series of one loser after another. Pretty much the same as has happened. Let's see, when did we have the last good president? Clinton, maybe?
Well, is it a matter of people, what we discuss a lot of times, that we aren't voting people into office anymore. We're voting to keep others out of
office. Yeah, out. Right. So the latest from this guy, Eric, whatever his name is, that's the mayor of New York, is a shot at the dairy world, saying that you shouldn't be drinking. The American milk supply is full of all kinds of bad bugs, and it's full of the things the animals get shot up with, all these
those hormones.
Hormones and whatever. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So I've noticed the National Milk Producers Federation has taken to heart, and they're advertising a lot of stuff. And it's good for the New York media. The radio stations, TV stations, and newspapers are carrying ads to counter what the mayor has said, which I thought was kind of interesting. I remind myself of Yogi Berra. Everybody know, James, you know who Yogi Berra was?
Wasn't that like cartoons?
I was just thinking, please say the bear. Please say the bear.
Yeah, Yogi, that was Yogi Bear, not Yogi Bear.
Okay, so what's
Yogi Bear. Yeah. No, Yogi Bear was a famous Yankees baseball player, and he was always saying things. If you look him up, he'll come up with not only being a great baseball player, but also Berra-isms, things that he would say, silly things, like when you get to the fork of the road, take it. And he said something also, the future ain't what it used to be, was another thing that he said, and I was thinking about that as it applied to this discussion of milk and what people don't know because they're just not connected to the farm anymore.
Well,
the mayor of New York is just an example of so many people who just are not connected to reality when it comes to the food supply.
Exactly, and paying attention to where it's coming from. If it's a local farm, chances are it's great. It's great quality. It's healthier. It doesn't have all these cows are not being shot up with all these hormones. It's when it's these big corporations that are doing the mass production of it, the mass farming and everything.
Junk.
Yeah, that's the stuff you need to stay away from.
Any milk that comes out of a dairy of 20-some-odd thousand cows is going to be complete garbage, and that's where most of it's coming from. The local farmers, local dairies that have a couple hundred cows, most of them now, or many of them, if they're in a population zone, they're producing their own. They're purifying, pasteurizing their own milk and selling it themselves, which is a much better way for you to get healthy. Anything that you can get on a local farm, much better than the national stuff. The ice cream this time of year comes from the farm. I just love the ice cream we sell on our farm. I know where it comes from, the milk. I know where the milk comes from. And not everybody's going to have that luxury. But, you know, you should know that the closer you get to something that you don't really understand, you look at the label and you say, I don't know what that really means, then don't buy it. Just stay away from it. Okay, so you can find a lot of these things, these tidbits on foodfarmfamily.com, our daily Food Farm Family excerpt in the Good Day program, also our weekend show, The American Family Farmer. We have discussions like this all the time to help people. Also, American Family Farmers aimed at supporting the small family farmers, giving them ideas to move ahead and to succeed in a tough climate, because the big ag conglomerates and the big department, the big grocery store chains, they don't want to deal with the local farmers. They want to buy stuff cheap from big producers, and so that's what you're getting when you go to those stores. Here's, you know, we were talking about a few minutes ago. If you didn't hear it, you can hear it in the replay of GoodDayShow.com. What we were saying about Kelly Clarkson and her being body shamed.
Kelly Osbourne, yes, and she's pregnant.
What did I say?
Clarkson.
Did I say Kelly? Oh, sorry.
They're both very lovable.
Yes, they are. Yep. And so now here's another one named Jesse J. Now you're gonna have to help me with Jesse J. because I don't know. She's 35 years old. Is she a singer?
Yeah, she's another singer. Mm-hmm.
Pop star.
Yeah,
okay.
She's
all right, so
great,
she's been body shamed as well.
She's body shamed. She's being body shamed 2 months after giving birth.
What's the matter with people?
For
Why
real?
Does it make a difference to you what somebody looks like? Shut up and mind your own business. Right?
Yeah, let's normalize not commenting on other people's bodies.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Hunter Biden. He's somebody that's fun to talk about, in a manner of speaking. All right, so people are asking the question about how come the plea agreement failed. It fell apart. Remember last week on the countdown we talked about it? I think it happened last Thursday, as a matter of fact. It blew up. So why did this happen? Well, it seems that today there are a number of items that have been made public about why this plea deal fell apart. And in and among some of the comments, there's some pretty unflattering personal details and some new information about the charges against him, the tax cheating, the gun charges. So there was a revolver that he had that somehow got tossed into a supermarket garbage can. You see that story? Did you hear that story? That part of the documents that
the
judge
made
public. Well,
that's the deal was thrown out because in the plea deal it was that they couldn't really go after him for anything else. And I was like, wait, this has not been settled either.
So the plea deal was supposed to, he had pled guilty to a couple of counts of failing to pay income taxes. That's swell. From the president's son, do not pay your income tax. What does that tell you? So he was supposed to get a probation sentence for that. And then he had a separate gun charge for owning a Colt Cobra 38 Special. They would have, that charge would have been dropped in 2 years if he had honored the terms of his agreement. But the deal has been scrapped. I don't know that it's, some people say that it's, they're trying to work it out again. But the judge isn't having it. But that doesn't mean that they won't come to some agreement. But why should he have special dispensation? Why should he be considered, he's the son of the president and that's it? You don't have to go any further than that. You think the U.S. attorney hasn't gotten a call from Biden, the president? Hey, take it easy on my son. Come on.
But it goes again to something that we've talked about before and echoed numerous times. The crime itself never seems to matter anymore. It's not the crime. It's the person who committed it. It's not what they did. It's who did it before we figure out, okay, well, will justice be served? How will we go about things?
Does he deserve a break, though? Remember his brother died of brain cancer, I think it was 8 years ago. I was thinking about this the other day in regard to where, you know, he's getting beaten up. But he seemed to go into a spiral. He became addicted to drugs and alcohol after his brother died. A lot of people have had, I guess this is the counter argument, a lot of people have lost family members and they didn't become an addict. So is it just a weakness in him? Is it just, it's a handy excuse for him being on crack for as long as he was?
And recovery is difficult, and a lot of people relapse, but people are also responsible for themselves, and he's responsible for himself.
Right, especially at that age, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so nobody knows. The other side of it is, and this is the question, the tax evasion, he didn't have a job, so how did he get all these large sums of money? There are, the accountant... supposedly, the accountant buried himself in this by saying, I've often reminded Mr. Biden to pay his taxes. So he's trying to escape whatever wrath there is. You know, I pay my taxes. My accountant doesn't pay my taxes. I pay them. It's my responsibility, not hers. It's your responsibility to pay your taxes. Hunter Biden is responsible for his taxes, not his accountant, not his lawyer, not his father.
But that's what a lot of wealthy people do. They hire somebody else to take care of it, and this money goes into an account where this other person has access to be doing it. And that's why some people get in trouble for tax evasion, because the person that they trusted and paid to do stuff like this embezzled that money. And the government still wants their taxes.
Yep. Okay. One person was killed, 50 injured. A bus rolled over yesterday in the Grand Canyon. Wow. This isn't cool. Bus was traveling through the resort circle at Grand Canyon West. The rollover occurred in the morning. Emergency services came in. So I've not been down there. Have you been in that part of the Grand Canyon? I'm trying to
figure haven't.
Where this is. So, it's just another one of those things, okay?
It's what a miracle that only one person died.
Yeah, exactly. CVS laying off thousands of employees, part of an effort to shed costs. The layoffs primarily affect non-customer-facing positions, corporate roles. The headquarters are here in my neck of the woods. Started as consumer value stores, and then started selling drugs and things, the pharmaceutical stuff, and that became their best business. So they became a health chain. They're big, awkward, clumsy. The bigger these companies are, the harder they are to manage. So when you think about, they just come up with a number. Okay, we got too many employees, let's lay off 5,000. Okay? They got 300,000 workers nationwide. So less than 2% of the company. They have 9,000 retail locations, medical clinics, that sort of stuff. So if you're in that group, too bad. But that's life at the CVS store. 48 after the hour.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you can achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Oh, No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The movie Unforgiven. This is the Clint Eastwood movie, right, Chuck?
Yes, correct.
Right. And Gene Hackman is in it.
Great.
The English actor, Richard Harris. Richard Harris is in it. Yeah. So why are we playing this? What's going on?
It was released, well, actually premiered this day in 1992. August 3rd, correct, today?
Yes.
1992. Okay. Unforgiven premiered in Los Angeles. Went on to become a big hit. Big word of mouth hit, critically acclaimed, won the Oscar for Best Picture, I believe Best Director, Best Supporting Actor, Gene Hackman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the question is, I always say, well, I think all movies are basically product of their time period. I think that's a fair analogy. Some, obviously, are timeless, like The Wizard of Oz came out tomorrow, would make a lot of money. I completely believe that. But if Unforgiven came out tomorrow, I don't think it would make the money it made in 92 because the culture is just different. What people watch is just different. I hate that part of it to some extent, but I just think that's the reality. Having said that, in 92, this was a very popular movie.
All right, the actor's strike.
Yep.
Jessica Chastain, latest to speak out.
Yeah.
Recalling the strike, I guess, last time. She's in a lot of stuff. I think she's very good.
Very
a lot
good.
Of people paying attention. There's a guy from Arrow who has been sending, I don't know this guy, probably a year ago. His name is...
Well, listen, he's a lower-level actor. He made a comment, and you know, people want to vilify him. I know you got to support the union, but you know, if you don't agree with certain things...
a lot of actors have texted him. He says in support of his criticism against the strike. Some people are supportive of the strike, but they still want to go back to work.
Right. Well, his opinion is he thinks there's a better way than striking. Like, he doesn't think striking is the correct avenue to resolve
the issue. I agree with him.
That
never works in favor of the people striking because they always lose in the end. They may get paid more, but they're on strike for a month or two or three. They never make that up. They get a couple of $100 a week from the union, and that's it.
So everybody else is involved with the work, like the makeup artists, the production,
they're all losing.
The lighting crew.
Yeah, but you've got to look at it this way. Having said that, the sacrifice going forward for the people who do what you love ultimately is self-corrected going forward because there's a resolution to why they're striking. It's a very complex issue. Any strike is always ugly and complex. And I was telling you off air, one of the big problems I think that's going to come of this writers and actors strike is the studios now, who were supposed to release a lot of their movies on this slate for 2023, starting to kick films into next year. Ghostbusters Afterlife 2, going from December to next March, is at least 10 big movies that they're doing. And the theater needs consistent product. We said this is COVID. And you know, the Barbie Oppenheimer phenomenon has gotten things at least now right. Like AMC Doug reported, last week was the biggest week they ever had in the history, which I find incredible.
Great.
But that's how popular these two movies have been in the last couple weeks.
Yep.
So that's a really positive thing. This sort of, you know, is a wet blanket going forward for all of the good stuff that's just happened in the last few weeks with Barbie and Oppenheimer's success.
Yep. There is going to be no drug test for the Rust people. There is still a focus on this. I thought they finished, they went back to it and finished the movie. But apparently they didn't finish.
Yes.
They're still on the set. But the weapons supervisor doesn't have to take a drug test. There were a lot of people who thought that she may have been the problem and she might have been on something when the gun stuff got all confused.
Yeah. Well, that's the issue for me is no resolution to how that happened. Like, you have to find out how that happened. I'm not saying who's at fault, but how did it happen?
Get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
It feels sort of ridiculous to release the movie if you don't find the resolution of how that horrible accident, which obviously led to a person's death, happened. I got one story I just want to bring up. Gal Gadot, yesterday, big internet story. She says that Wonder Woman 3 is a go under the direction of or the overseeing of James Gunn at DC Universe, which is a DCU. Now, considering the rebooting everything, Ben Affleck's not coming back as Batman, that came as a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
It's a surprise to me. I love her in that role, though. But
yeah.
You're going to reboot everything. They're going to reboot everything.
I do, too. I think she's good all the way around.
Great.
Some interesting things. She was in a couple of Fast and Furious movies earlier on, too.
Yes, she was.
I remember. Yep. All right, Chucker. We'll have our exciting discussion about what's available for the weekend for the viewers as we talk on tomorrow. 59 after now, and good day.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.